Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Beitz Daf Mem Dalid in the arts called Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting Daf Mem Gimel Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara Tani, Ein Oilim Be'ilon Bein Lach Ben Yovish. Not allowed to climb a tree on Yom Tov. Doesn't matter if the Ilon is Lach, meaning it's moist, it's still alive, or it's a dry tree. I understand why when it's an alive tree, you can't go on it. Because you're afraid maybe you're going to come and be toilish. You'll break up a branch or a fruit from the tree. Yovish, why not? You want to tell me you can't walk on top of a detached vine on Shabbos? If it's not connected to the ground, why should it be a problem? A dry tree is like it's considered to be detached. Continues the one of Imdal and Mudalif. We're going to Kermeir. Demeir, oh my, Geffen, Shiofsho, Asura, Veinu, Kadeshis. Even a dried up vine, it still has the Isur of Kilaim, even though it does not have the Isur Reis of Kilaim. So there's an Oyser, the Tvuo, but you're not allowed to plant it. So you see, we still treat it as long as it's connected to the ground. Even though it's dry, it's still considered to be somewhat a live tree. So that's why you're not allowed to climb a tree on Yom Tov. This is more no. Divri Akol, Osri, Len Yavish, Bnei Len Lach. It's everybody agrees. They were oyser, a dry tree, because of the moist tree, because of the live tree. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi also, Upori Kumei Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi came very quickly. He was running in front of Rav. Amale, Baido Isuso. How did he come here so fast? Amale, Baita Maito Akimto. I went through the way where you have the leaning date tree. I went that way, so it was a shorter way. Amale, Man Sharla, who allowed you to do that? You're not allowed to step on a tree, even though it's a dry tree. And Gemara brings Rav Acham Shem Rav also Latush Lagabez Mar B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to step on an attached vine on Shabbos. Here's the Gemara, it says, He's short She'ilon, he called Se'akuv. You're not allowed to step on top of the roots of the tree, and you're not allowed to step on top of cabbage. Kol Se'akuv is the roots of the cabbage. But says the Gemara, B'Gvoyim Shloisha, it's only if it's three fucking above the ground. Avim Einu Gvoyim Shloisha, Me'aretzim. If not above three, it's considered to be part of the ground. Here's the Gemara says, what's the main reason it said you're not allowed to climb a tree? Because maybe he's going to be on the tree, he will cut out a fruit and eat from it, and he will be over on Tlisho. Or maybe the problem is that he's going to come, as he's going up and down the tree, he's going to be moving and shaking the tree, and he's merely shaking Muktzah. Says the Gemara, let's see from the following. He's riding an animal, Omrim Loy Red. So he has to tell him you have to go down from the animal. Mashma, davka from an animal to tell him to go down. But a person went up on a tree, climbed a tree on Yom Tov, he has to stay there till the end of Yom Tov. Why? You see, the reason is because maybe he's going to shake it because of Muktzeh. If the problem is maybe he's going to come and detach a fruit, so as long as he's in the tree, you still have the chashash. Tell him to go down. In fact, you don't tell him to go down, that means the problem is he's going to shake it and move Muktzeh. So that's why he has to stay there till the end of Yom Tov. So if the problem is of moving Muktzeh, so why they tell him to go down of the animal? He's going to be moving the animal. So the friend says, maybe the animal will choke because if he's going to be on top of her the whole time, for so many hours, she'll die from it. What happens if it's a very big camel? The camel won't die because he's on top of her. So they should stay on the animal? Says the Gemara, Tara Vacho, Bar Popo, Kamir Zero, Shan Yehi. I mean, the reason you're not allowed to be an animal, because she mitzuvel shvitas beim kamoyu. In other words, the animal has to do shvisa like him. Laman yanuch shorcho vechamoycho kamoycho. The same way one is mechuyev to be shomer Shabbos Yom Tov, the animal is mechuyev as well. So if he's riding the animal, she's carrying him, she's doing a malacha. That's why he has to go down. Says the Gemara, Tani Tani Nishonim bebeimo. You can lean on the animal. He's tani tani ain't nishonim bebeimo. There's another brayse that says you cannot lean on the animal. The one that says you can lean on the animal is a person who's healthy. So adam noises atzva. He's not really fully leaning on the animal. The one that says you're not allowed to lean is someone who's sick. So he's completely leaning on the animal. It's a machlokes. Using here a gersa of Reb Chaim. Reb Amamel v'chaverai. They argued Reb Amamel and the chaverim. The answer we said before, Mandoma Nishonim Bebori, Mandoma Enishonim Betash. One said that answer. V'chor Noma, the other one said another answer. Mandoma Nishonim Behudim Mistamoch B'tzivchad. Mandoma Enishonim Bekoivish Eskvoidoi. The one who says you can lean on the animal, if he's not fully on top of the animal, he's just leaning a little bit. But someone who completely puts his weight on the animal, that's usur. We didn't know who said what. Meaning we're saying there, Abba bar Melel and Chavirai were arguing. So who said what? Says the Gemara, meaning Rav Chisda said the first answer. And then Rav Abba bar Melel did not answer, says you said something wrong. So he's the one, meaning Rav Abba bar Melel is the one who said the same answer like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said the answer, and the one who quoted Rav Abba bar Melel did not argue with him. Mashi agrees with him, that means Rav Abba bar Melel is the one who holds like Rav Chisda. Same way a person is not allowed to swim, he's not allowed to let other things flow in the water. And let's say he has something next to him, he can't put it on the water and push it, let it flow from him on the water. So similarly, the same way he can't push it from him, person can't pull something on the water and let it flow towards him. So the Gemara, Abba Mari Matnio, Avu Yesivin, they're sitting down. Chomun lechad barnash, I see a person, potso mayo leko leko v'shoti, was moving water to right and left and drinking. I mean, he was pushing the water to let the water come in closer to him, and that's how he drank. Amar Abba Mari Lerav Matnio, hado yidoma av Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Ravohu. Isn't that what he said? Shosu lo'odom lo'ishit dover l'lichu me'etzoy. The person is not allowed to push water and let things flow back and forth from him. Here he's pushing the water in order to drink it. Continues the word from Hamud Aleph. Omalei adoy detanino and shervei odem asachovis loichel mimeno groy grois. Says no, this is allowed. This is like someone who's breaking a barrel to reach to the fruits in the barrel. So say he wants to reach the water, so he's pushing the water away to be able to drink it. That's part of the process of drinking. So the same way one can break a barrel to get to the food, Rabbanu would not goes and allow him to do it. So a person can push the water in order to get to the drink, and Rabbanu would not goes and not to do it. But floating for other purposes that you cannot do on Yom Tev, not for himself and not with items. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Mem Daled.